yeah, the norovirus is terrible, I understand. So hopefully, we have some friends who the husband and wife, they were on the receiving end of that virus, and they were just laid out horizontal for like a week. But hopefully that doesn't happen to us. So anyway, not too much. We got some big snow coming in later this week. So Barb and I, we decided to travel to see my mom in the Thumb, pigeon up in the northern Thumb area. We're going to take her out to a pre-Valentine's Day lunch tomorrow. So we're going to travel to Pigeon and pick her up, take her to Bad Axe for a meal, and just visit. And then come back and then not get stuck in the snow it's supposed to be coming. So I have yet to use the snow blower. The snow hasn't really been that much. Usually just it's like fluffy dusting, so I just scrape it off with my push shovel. But the snow we're supposed to get, I may have to fire up the snow blower and use that on Thursday when the snow blows. I think it's supposed to be to stay here until Thursday afternoon, I believe. And it's supposed to be a fast-moving system, so I think by Thursday afternoon it's going to be pretty well done, so I'll just get the snowblower out after that and go to work. So, anyways, that's all I got for this go-around. I'll toss it back and hear what everybody else has to say, and catch us all in the 73 rounds. So, this is NAEUI.
All right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, like yourself, I've been lucky, knock on wood, too, that I haven't caught anything yet this year. And I know there's, you look at the news and the whole country, all the states, they've got colored purple or red with the different viruses and flus and whatever going around. So, yes, trying not to get out too much and stay away from the crowd. So, appreciate it. One thing, too, I forgot to remember, too, an announcement. I got an email today from... Dennis, NADRF, the Midland Club president, and one of their members, longtime member, Dennis Caney, WD8DPT. I knew him. I don't know if anybody else knew Dennis. Sometimes everybody called him Denny, too. He became a silent yesterday. So there will be a memorial service this Saturday, February 15th at 11 o'clock. At the First United Methodist Church. He was a life member of the Midland Amateur Radio Club. And a couple notes there. Said in 2004, 20 years ago, Dennis started an amateur radio club at the Central Middle School, basically to get his grandkids interested in amateur radio. And that effort eventually led to the two school clubs that they have today. So, and also, Dennis had that... little communications trailer that he built. They used it at field day, public service events, and search and rescue events, and that trailer now belongs to the Midland Amateur Radio Club. So if you can, remember Dennis in your thoughts and prayers and his family. So one sad note to pass on. All right, continuing on down our list, next we will go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby Greg. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KD8MMH. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going here. Good group in here tonight. Not doing too much. Sitting here mostly working on my puzzle here, putting together a 1,000-piece puzzle, and I've got it a little over half done, so I've just been taking my time and staying inside where it's warm and just going to the mailbox for the mail. That's about it. So other than that, I enjoyed visiting with Mary and Dave and all of you on Saturday. I had a good breakfast there and enjoyed seeing everyone. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, well, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Yeah, it was great seeing you there Saturday also. At the pub breakfast. So, all right. Continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Greg KE8AZN, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the list. I'll do another standby then. Greg, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening to you. This is KE8AZN, and You know, it's, I think about 13 degrees here in good old Beaverton. So, I got a few inches here that that are on the ground, and I'm expecting a few more inches. Maybe Wednesday night, I think, is when that'll suddenly pop in there. And yes, I did catch a cold, and I'm just still kind of struggling with it. But I think for the most part, it's behind me now. So I don't want to make anyone ill, so I'm not going to be going out doing too much public things. I'll just wait till I'm absolutely symptom-free, as they say. I'm just going to take a quick break. But at any rate, so I had a funny story that I was going to relay to you. I was in the grocery store there today, and something fell on the floor there, some bread or whatever it was, and I kind of hustled over there, you know, to pick it up, and a young man got there before me, and he said, "I got this, old man." And I kind of stood there stunned for a second, and I swear I'm not old. I so swear I'm not old, but I guess I am. So now I'm kind of down and thinking, oh boy, I'm old. So this is your KO Gunner here, KEA-AZN. Back over to you there, Nat. Thank you for doing this tonight, and great evening. Thank you.
All right, well, very good, Greg. Appreciate you joining us this evening. I think it's today's generation. Anybody probably over the age of 25, if you're 18, they're calling old. So I would not take that personally at all. And temperature-wise, yeah, you said 13 there. I've got 18 on my outdoor thermometer here right now in Saginaw. So appreciate you joining us. Thanks once again, Greg. That brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.
KEHAZI, Richard Saginaw, Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu, India.
All right, I've got you added to the list, and you're up. Go right ahead.
All right, well, howdy, everybody. I haven't been on the radio in a little bit. I don't know what the topic is or if anybody's got anything. Yeah, I agree, still cold out. And I'm laughing about being cold. I got this old, or being, somebody younger than you say, I got this old man. I feel the same way. I'm not old yet, but I feel like it at times. On that, I'll let the